Let's talk to Bruce Williamson with almost as a ridiculous story as this last one about Harry and Meghan. We will continue to take your calls throughout the show, by the way, because this story is too big to be forgotten in the first hour. 0344 499 1000. Ministers, by the way, are now drawing up plans to replace Northern Rail. Also, South Western Railway could lose its franchise after having been on strike for about as long as we can remember. Bruce, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Morning, Mike.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah.
Did you enjoy the Christmas and New Year festivities?
I'm afraid I didn't. I was struck down with the flu.
Oh, dear. That's not good. Are you recovered?
I'm fully recovered now, yes.
Well, the good news about the flu is you might lose a bit of weight. I'm not suggesting you need to, but I mean, I'm always hoping I might get some kind of flu so I can lose a bit of weight.
Yeah, I've got an extra, I've managed to pull up an extra notch on the belt now, so...
Well done. Now, we've talked a lot about HS2 and Crossrail this week, funnily enough. So we don't necessarily need to go back to that dark place. But it does look as though South Western, who have had many problems over the last year, are running into the buffers, as are Northern Rail.
Indeed, yes. For slightly different reasons, yeah. It would appear. But, you know, South Western, as we've discussed at length, has had very poor performance. And they posted a loss of, I think it's $136 million. And I suppose, you know, that they're going to just throw in the towel because they can't afford to sustain such losses.
No, quite. And I mean, you know, how has it got to this point? Because we are supposed to have various watchdogs. We are supposed to have ministers. I know that the business of government has been slightly disrupted over the last 3 years, but it's almost as though nobody's really been keeping an eye on the railway business.
No, indeed. I mean, I think you're right that people have been distracted. But I mean, critics of rail privatisation will point to this as sort of evidence that, you know, the franchising system isn't working. And I think there is actually broad agreement that in its current form, franchising doesn't work.
Yes, no, I think that's right, because I've said to you in the past that it doesn't seem fair that we as the public get to subsidise the railways, but yet the prices of the ticketing still go up an awful lot. And I mean, I think the one thing that Jeremy Corbyn perhaps did get right in his manifesto was that a lot of people were very dissatisfied with the way the trains are running.
Indeed, and actually rail renationalisation remains a popular policy, despite the fact that the Tories are sort of ideologically wedded to it. I think you're right. That's one policy in Labour's manifesto that's a definite vote winner. But of course it's not going to happen because the Tories are ideologically wedded to privatisation. So what they will do, there is this review called the Williams Review, which is coming out hopefully imminently. And I haven't got an advanced copy of it, so I don't know what it's going to say. Uh-huh. But I suspect they will change the nature of franchising so that it becomes like a management contract. Sometimes it's called a concession. So you'll pay South West Trains a fixed fee to run the trains to a timetable.
Yeah.
And Department for Transport or Son of British Rail or whatever will take the risk, will take the revenue from the tickets, and they'll take the risk of that.
And but how will that protect the passengers from rising ticket prices if it won't in itself?
No, but the evidence does seem to be that the trains will run more reliably. So I think that's how Transport for London is run, and I think there are one or two other examples that are run on that basis, and it does seem to work better. But you know, as for fares, let's not forget that is totally in the hands of the government. It is the government that is, you know, consistently putting up fares above inflation year after year.
Right.
And they can stop that if they want to. They just choose not to.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I did pick up on the other day when we were talking about Crossrail just independently, there was a story that came out about how wrong the timetables are and how they've changed the timetables again. But in fact, the actual printed timetables were not ready in time to put the new timetables out. And the ones that they did put out had thousands of errors in them.
Yeah, I can believe it.
I mean it's incredible, isn't it?
Well, it's not, yeah, but I think, you know, you have to blame the government, because I think the previous transport minister insisted on sacking a whole load of experts within the Department for Transport.
That was the dreaded Chris Grayling, wasn't it?
Yes, sorry, what did I say?
No, you just said a former transport minister.
Yeah, Grayling, that's right, yeah. I believe he was guilty of getting rid of load of timetable experts, so they just don't have the resources to get a timetable together that works.
Yeah.
And inevitably things go wrong when that happens.
But this is the thing, and I know you've explained this to me in the past before about how timetables need to change over the different courses of the year, but I mean, if you can't do something, you shouldn't keep doing it until you know how to do it.
Or at the very least, learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
There's a similar problem with Northern. Obviously, you know, Northern, everyone hates Northern at the moment, and because their performance has been terrible as well. But, you know, it's not entirely their fault. You know, Network Rail have failed to deliver.
But that's the other thing. I mean, if there was to be a nationalisation of the train companies as such, would that also include Network Rail?
Well, Network Rail is effectively nationalised anyway.
Well, maybe that's, what the problem is.
You know, one of the problems with the railway that we've suffered from since privatisation is the fragmentation. And very obviously, track and trains have to work together. So I think there would be a strong case for integrating Network Rail with whoever actually runs the trains. So, you know, the two sides are talking to each other and work together better.
But what hope have we got of seeing any of these kinds of reforms in the coming 12 months?
Well, I think it's very likely that we'll see tweaks. We won't see anything drastic, and I think the government, you know, might end up shooting itself in the foot on this, because very obviously stripping Northern of its franchise is a populist move. Everyone hates Northern. Well, let's get rid of them. But, you know, what they're going to end up with is another franchisee or another nationalised operator who will be running the same trains with the same staff or the same shortage of staff to the same timetable and will inherit the same problems. So if in, you know, a year or two things haven't improved, people are going to be saying to the government, you know, you were going to fix this. It hasn't worked.
Right, exactly right. Well, time is running out, I would have thought, for the train companies themselves, because until they can prove that they can do the job that they're supposed to do, i.e. getting people as quickly as possible from point A to point B without going on strike, without being late, without managing to tell them that the train's going at a different time than it's actually going at, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem that hard.
Well,
call me old-fashioned.
I would like to see you try and run a railway company. I mean, you know.
Well, I can guarantee you I'd run it much better than anybody's running one at the moment.
Well, let's have a job swap, though. Let's get a train driver in to do your show and vice versa.
No problem.
You know, we need to remember that the railway is a very, very complex thing. And
so is doing a radio show, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any idea of the amount of preparation I have to do for this.
Yeah, I believe it goes up to about 5 minutes in some cases.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. I think disruption is bad for the railway because, you know, where you have a team of talent and experts and people who are experienced in running the railways, you want to hang on to that experience and, you know, and not start sacking people or get them to change jobs and so on, because then you end up making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yes, exactly right. Well, let's hope that in the future you and I will be talking about something a bit more positive, Bruce, and I shall wish you good luck and Godspeed on your way. Bruce Williamson there from Railway Futures, talking about all the same things that we talk about every time we talk, which is that the trains don't run very well and they're not running properly and the people running the companies don't know what they're doing. Apart from that, it's a different conversation every time we speak. 0344 499 1000. We're going to take more of your calls on Harry and Meghan.